non est alio aliquo salus, nec enim aliut nomen est sub cielo datum hominibus, in quo oportet nos salvos fieri. There is neither any salvation in another, nor is there another name under the heavens given to men, by which we must be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, today's gospel for the Feast of the Holy Name is unsurprisingly the same as that of January the 1st, when we celebrated the Feast of the Circumcision of our Lord. A son's circumcision was the first religious obligation of a father, and with this ceremony, St. Joseph could have exercised his right and duty with regard to Jesus. The principle which holds that all the rites of the Old Testament are a shadow of the reality serves to explain why Jesus would accept them. As with all the other rites, circumcision too is fulfilled in Jesus. God's covenant with Abraham, of which circumcision was the sign, reaches its full effect and perfect realization in Jesus, who is the yes of all the ancient promises. The fathers of the church tell us that upon the day of his circumcision, St. Joseph gave our Lord his name in fulfillment of the old observances, the name that was told to Mary by the Archangel Gabriel at the Annunciation. Abraham, who received the first sacrament of circumcision, was thought worthy by God to be blessed by the increase of his name because of his faith. The name of someone or something indicates its essence. It indicates what the thing is. The name of a person embraces the totality of the person. Since the name of Jesus means God saves, the name of our Savior embraces both his humanity and his divinity. For in Jesus, the whole fullness of deity dwelled bodily, says St. Paul in the epistle to the Colossians. In today's epistle, the church proposes for us the episode wherein the apostles were brought before the Sanhedrin to be tried for healing a man in the temple and then teaching about salvation in Jesus. St. Peter, who not too long ago had denied even knowing our Lord, now boldly heals a man in the temple. He does not hesitate to state the truth before the Sanhedrin about the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. He boldly states that our salvation is only in the most holy name of Jesus. Starting from this apostolic beginning, devotion to the holy name of Jesus grew in fits and starts. The next phrase was in the early Middle Ages, at the Council of Lyon in 1274, when Pope Gregory X emphasized the need for an increase in devotion to the holy name of Jesus in the universal church. This was the period of the Albigensian heresy, by which the divinity of Jesus was being denied. The Dominicans, who were engaged in preaching against this heresy, were asked by the Pope to preach this devotion, a task at which they succeeded, so that the heresy was exterminated. Didacus of Victoria, one of the greatest preachers of the devotion to the divine name, founded the first Holy Name Society in the modern sense in the early 15th century. To this day, for their stellar work in centuries past, the Dominicans maintain an association with the Society of the Holy Name. The name of Jesus was not given by a man, but by God himself. The angel communicated it to Mary, and as his father on earth, St. Joseph could bestow it upon our Lord on the day of his circumcision. It was a name that God had destined for the Savior of the world. Our Lord responded in obedience and humility to the desire of the Father for our salvation. He reduced his infinite and divine majesty to the finite form of a human being. Therefore, it is just that his Father should honor him by giving him a name that exceeds the dignity and sublimity of any other name. Moreover, he commands that this name should be adored by the angels, by men, and by devils. Since all creatures are to adore the name of our Lord, it behooves us even more that we sinners should also adore his holy name. As we will say in the Creed in a few moments from now, for us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and was made man. Let us thank God for this name that he has made available to us, because through it he consoles us, he defends us, and makes us burn with love. The name of Jesus is a consolation to us because of what it signifies. The bearer of this name is of an infinite power, of infinite wisdom, and of infinite love. If Jesus Christ had not united himself all these perfections, he could not have saved us. St. Bernard of Clairvaux tells us that if any one of these perfections was missing, thou could not call thyself Savior. Thus, when speaking of the circumcision, the saint says, he was circumcised as being the son of Abraham. He was called Jesus as being the Son of God. Even though he was without sin at his circumcision, he is branded as man with the mark of sin, having taken upon himself the burden of atoning for sinners from his very infancy. At the same time, he is called Jesus. He is called the Savior, because he is the Son of God, since to God alone does the office of salvation belong. His name, as St. Bernard continues to explain, is like oil poured out. It can be used for light, for food, and for medicine. Through the name of Jesus, the light of truth can shine in the darkness of our souls. Through this name, we become sons of the true light in the Catholic Church. This name is also food for us, nourishing us with peace of soul in times of trouble and anxiety, miseries and persecution. After their trial before the Sanhedrin, the holy apostles rejoiced when they were ill-treated and reviled, because they were comforted by the name of Jesus. In times of temptation, in times of sin, the name of Jesus is like medicine, restoring to health and giving life to those who invoke it by faith. The holy name of Jesus also defends us against all the lies, deceits, and attacks of our enemies. St. Paul tells us that it is because of our Lord's perfect humility and obedience that there could be no one more humble. God the Father raised him to such a sublime dignity that he can go no higher. As we sang in the intro, his name is venerated in heaven, on earth, and in hell. A name powerful in heaven because it can obtain all graces for us, powerful on earth because it can save all who invoke it with devotion, and powerful in hell because his name makes all the devils tremble. Our Savior himself said that through this powerful name, his disciples could cast out devils. For this reason, the name of our Lord is used during exorcisms and also at the time of death, when defending the soul against the assaults of the devils. The holy name of Jesus not only consoles and preserves us from evil, but it also inflames us with holy love when we pronounce it with devotion. By accepting to have the title Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, affixed to his cross, our Lord was in effect blotting out the decree of condemnation against us for our sins. He took upon himself the punishment that we deserved and delivered us from our sins. It is impossible for us not to be inflamed with love if we think of our Lord when we say his name and of his sacrifice on the cross. The holy name of Jesus consoles, defends, and inflames us with love. If we are stuck in a particular sin, unable to free ourselves because our soul is poisoned, let us not hesitate to invoke the name of Jesus with faith, accepting thereby the grace that he offers and emerging from the black fog of our infirmities. Jesus Christ, who has not committed any sin, accepted to be called a sinner. We who are sinners, even though we are ashamed to be called so, let us turn to him for the remedy. If we are in affliction, let us invoke Jesus and he will console us. If we are tempted, let us invoke Jesus and he will give us strength to withstand all our enemies. If lastly we are in aridity and are cold in divine love, let us invoke Jesus and he will inflame our hearts. Invoking his holy name often is a sure means to heavenly joy. A name of peace, a name of hope, a name of salvation, and a name of love. We can consider ourselves happy too if we are fortunate to die pronouncing the name of Jesus. Nevertheless, if we desire to breathe our last sigh with this sweet name on our tongue, we must accustom ourselves to repeat it often during our life. Let us always also add the name of Mary, which is likewise terrible to hell, and we shall always be secure. In the Imitation of Christ, Thomas A. Kempis says, "This short prayer, Jesus and Mary, is easy to remember and a powerful protection. It is strong enough to deliver us from all the assaults of our enemies. If we do so, we will see that there is neither any salvation in another, nor is there another name under the heavens given to men by which we must be saved." At the end of today's Mass of the Holy Name, before the blessing of Epiphany water, we will recite the litany and say the pledge to the Holy Name of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.